This is Eric Barr, and I want to welcome you back to my Notes on Strokes. Recently, I was asked, how does a stroke survivor stay in or return to a place of new beginnings and pleasant possibilities, one that is not just doom and gloom, even though we know that doom and gloom are necessary parts of the healing process? I answered the question by saying, a few months after my stroke, when I was back home and the pain and spasticity in my left arm and leg had diminished enough that I could get around, my wife and I had a long and serious discussion about our new lives. And together, we decided that it was important for me to start doing things I'd done before my stroke as soon as possible, if only to prove to myself that I could still do them. So for me, it was not about getting into a particular mental place with the mantra, I can do anything, as much as it was picking particular activities that I wanted to do and trying to do them one by one. Our first adventure was going out to dinner. After carefully picking a restaurant that was set up for easy access, we went out to dinner, and it went well. I was hungry, so it went well. Then we tried to go to a movie. Again, we picked a theater that was easy to get into and get out of, but this was less successful. I had trouble sitting through the entire movie. And the fact that I couldn't sit for extended periods worried me and made me realize that traveling home to see my family in the Midwest would be impossible for me. I couldn't sit through a cross-country flight, and how could I possibly get to the bathroom in an airplane and use it? And then my mother had a sudden and fatal stroke and died, and I had to get home for the funeral. It was no longer a question, can I do this? The question had become, what do I need to do to make this happen? Because not going was not an option for me. Early on, after my stroke, I decided to write and perform a one-man show about my stroke and recovery. I knew that this was going to take a great deal of mental and physical stamina, things that I didn't have. Gradually, this show went from something I wanted to do and became something I had to do to prove to myself that I could do it as a former performer. The show and all that it required became a driving force in my recovery. It forced me to review all the events in my recovery and turn them into something interesting, if not entertaining. And it forced me to work at the computer to write and edit the script, something that was most difficult for me. It also forced me to walk and exercise to build up my stamina. Then one day, a friend booked me into a theater. My show was no longer a dream. It now had an opening night, and as the old adage goes, the show must go on. Having an opening night really made me buckle down and do my work. The show was still something I really wanted to do, even though the deadline was imposed by the theater. I was thrilled to know that I was going to be back on stage. Once the show was open, I complained to my wife about not being able to hike up into the mountains around our house. She suggested that I could ride one of our horses into the mountains and let the horse do the walking. I thought this was crazy. But the more I thought about it, the more I wanted to do it, if only to prove to myself that I could. We slowly figured out how to get me onto the horse, and we started by riding a few minutes a day until I could ride for almost an hour. The first ride into the mountains was difficult, and my left side got so weak that coming home, I was leaning off the horse like Lee Marvin in Cat Ballou. So my recommendation to you, if you've had a stroke or a TBI, is to decide what you want to do. What things did you love and now miss doing? Pick something that's important to you. Then work slowly and carefully to figure out what kinds of accommodation and adjustments you need to make to achieve this particular goal. Some things will work and others will not. Patience and perseverance must become your friends. I'm still not able to run, but I'm not letting that setback define who I am, or letting it stop me from doing other things that I want to do. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric Barr, and I hope you'll join me next month for more Notes on Strokes. Until then, no matter how much you want to stay in bed under the covers, the place where I was and still am most comfortable, I urge you to get up and do things you enjoy. See your friends, enjoy your life, and live it fully. Make some noise. Remember, as long as you're breathing, there is more right with you than wrong with you. And if you try something and can't do it, it doesn't mean that you are a failure and shouldn't try other things. Good luck, and thanks for listening.